Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
Every car comes with its share of stories. That ding in your bumper when you nervously picked up a first date, the luxury package you got after a big promotion, or the mileage you saved by riding your bike all summer. While you can't put a price tag on those stories, now with TrueCar, you can at least find out what your car's worth is when it's time to sell or trade in. Just go to TrueCar, simply enter your license plate number, and watch how your car's details pop up. Then, answer a few questions. Navigation and moonroof? Why not? Watch as they bump up your value. High mileage? There you go. You already knew it was what it was going to cost you, but now you know how much it dings your wallet, so you can plan ahead. Once you're finished, you'll get a True Cash offer sent in minutes, which can take you to a local certified dealer to cash out or trade in. So when you're ready to experience a better way to sell or trade in your car, check out True Car today. True Cash offer not available in all areas.
From Vanderpump Rules to Vegas and everywhere in between, it's time to party with Sheena Shea. This is Shenanigans. And now, here's your host, Sheena Shea.
Hey guys, okay, we're back. It's Christmas week. It's Christmas Eve, which is so exciting. Santa is coming tonight. I hope you enjoyed my show last week. If you didn't listen, it will still be posted forever, so you can check it out. I did a single girl's guide to getting through the holidays, and you still have time to listen and get through tonight and tomorrow and New Year's. I have a bunch of fun tips that I put on there. But today I have someone fun sitting across from me. He has his own podcast called Everything Iconic with Danny Pellegrino. How are you?
Hi, Sheena. How are you? Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
I'm so excited to be here.
I know. I see. Wait, do you have Mariah Carey poking out of your shirt? Is that what I saw?
Do. I have Mariah Carey. Like, this is her first Christmas album cover. I'm obsessed with Mariah. So
why am I not? Where's my Santa hat? I failed today.
I know.
You know.
I think I have one in my car.
Okay, yeah. For a photo later.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
So I ran into you at Tom Tom this weekend.
Right, my first time there.
So that's why you were so drunk.
I was so drunk.
Did you have Tom Tom shots?
I don't know what I had. Like, Tom Sandoval brought over something that had,
yes,
like
a buzz button and a pink shot, a little spicy.
Right.
Yeah.
It was that, and you, like, take some little, I don't know, it was like
buzz
a little
button.
Mini cherry. I've never heard of that buzz,
yes,
button. So that's the name of it.
Okay, so that is like the signature off the menu drink. I don't think they have Tom Tom shots on the menu. I swear I've looked at the cocktail list and I don't see it on there. But if you guys go to Tom Tom, say Sheena sent you, ask for Max, drive him insane, and do a Tom Tom shot.
It was incredible, but I did, it like sort of tingles your mouth. And the next day, I swear I was still feeling that like tingle.
Yes.
Right? Okay.
So I've wanted to try this out. Like, I wonder if you take a bite. So a buzz button, for those of you who don't know, it's like the size of maybe like the, like a dime. It's a very small, like, bud of a yellow flower. You don't eat the stem. I mean, I guess you could. It's edible. But you bite the yellow part of the flower off. You swish it around your mouth. You chew it. You swallow it. Then you take the shot. And then it's like pop rocks is how I describe it. Your mouth is like tingling. But I like wonder, I'm like, okay, so if I like went and made out with someone right now who didn't have a buzz button, would their tongue tingle? Is it transfer tingling like a bowl?
I think it would. I think
only
it would.
One way to find out.
And of course, we have the amazing Janet Elizabeth back.
Hi.
before she goes off to Europe and leaves me for a couple weeks.
Yay!
Yes, but we're going to play another game of Red Flags. But yeah, before we do that, I was just going to say it was good to see you.
I know, it was so much fun to see you, yes.
And yeah, those shots are my favorite. I don't even know what's in it, but I've been told that they're all natural. Like, it's not like a triple sec or like, it's like maybe a little bit of agave, but it doesn't have any crazy sugar or anything in it.
I was already drunk by that point, so you could have literally put anything in front of me and I would have taken it. Like, it didn't matter. I don't remember the taste of it. I do remember looking at the little bud, but then I took a couple of them and I was like, okay, it's time for me to leave. Like, you know when you get to that point where it's like,
yes,
okay, time to excuse myself. Uh-huh. And so I did just kind of scurry on out of there.
Yeah.
But it was fun. All the drinks, there was a few different drinks that I remember being good.
Yes. Yeah, my favorite other than the Tom Tom shots is the Doc Holiday. It's like a spicy tequila martini with, I don't know what in it, cayenne pepper or something or another.
Okay, I want to ask you, what's better for drinks, Sir or Tom Tom? Or Pom?
Tom Tom.
Tom Tom has the best
drinks, honestly, and I'm not just saying this because it's the newest one, I think overall, Tom Tom might be my favorite.
I like the decor much better.
Yeah. The decor is awesome. Yeah. And Tom Sandoval is so great at bartending stuff. I mean, even when he's in his kitchen, he will be like, whip up like the four ingredients he has left in his fridge. He will make like the most amazing shots out of. So he did those cocktails and they're all amazing.
I actually agree. Like, as a fan of the show, I feel like he almost comes across sometimes as like, I mean, he knows about drinks, but knowing him a little bit, like, he makes the best fucking drinks ever. Like, geez, amazing shots or cocktails that, like, you wouldn't even imagine. I don't know. I've had him a few times, and I'm, like, always blown away by his skills, like, in bartending. Mm-hmm. But I feel like it's downplayed on the show. Like, even that one week, I think was the premiere when Lisa's like, you guys got to get me that cocktail list. And so it makes him look not as good.
Right.
Yeah.
But he's good.
No, Tom Sandoval, I love Ariana, and I hope her cocktail book is still coming out. I've been meaning to ask where the progress with that is going. But I've always said Tom Sandoval is the best bartender I've ever worked with. I used to work with him. We met at Villa Blanca 10 years ago when Villa Blanca opened. Right. And the chef at Villa Blanca is now the chef at Tom Tom.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So the food-wise, what's best?
Oh, my God.
So good.
You guys, for those of my Taco Bell fans out there, let me tell you. They have this thing on the menu. It's a Crunchwrap Supreme, but it's like a green, like you know, like a panini press, but it's like, so it's like a press, but it's a green, like a spinach tortilla. It has like chicken, sour cream. It's a little spicy, beans. It has pico and sour cream.
It's an upscale Taco Bell.
Fancy Supreme, like Taco Supreme Crunch.
Because I like the food at Sir, but I do not Supreme like the food Crunch at
Wrap.
Pump. At
yes.
Oh. Interesting. I love all the, I mean, all of her restaurants, I think all the food
They're
is
all
so
amazing,
good.
But I think I like more menu items at the other three than Pump. Pump I like to go to stare at the hot GM and to get drinks.
Right.
Yeah, or make out with.
See, my problem with Pump is that I'm really tall and there's all like fucking olive branches
hanging
out of every corner. I'm like, I'm like ducking doing like Catherine Zeta-Jones in that Entrapment movie like to try to get through there. Like, it is so aggressive.
Yeah.
But it's beautiful.
Totally. It's beautiful. And like, I mean, the drinks at Pump are great as well. I like going there for brunch. I tend to always get a burger when I go there for brunch because the burger at Pump is so good.
Oh, okay. I need to try that.
Yeah. But the drinks at all four restaurants are amazing. They have one drink at, I think it's at everyone except Tom Tom. So if you go to any of the other three, it's called a Big Pinky. It's basically like a vodka mojito with a splash of cranberry.
Now, this is a sidetrack question. Do you think there will be like a Tom Tom spinoff show? Or do you think there should be?
I don't think there should be, and I'm not just saying this because I'm not Tom or Tom, but why kill what's already successful? Right. Vanderpump Rules, Tom Tom is a part of Vanderpump Rules. So why spin off a small aspect? Anyone, me, Jackson Brittany, I mean, anyone in general, until Vanderpump Rules ends, and then maybe, you know, expand on that brand. But while Vanderpump Rules is still on, I think we should keep going with Vanderpump Rules. Mm-hmm. It's an ensemble cast.
Right.
And I think the show wouldn't be, even when Stassi left, the show wasn't the same.
Right. Mm-hmm. And you guys work so well as an ensemble.
Yeah.
It's like you don't want anyone to leave.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It would ruin the chemistry of the
We're going to get into Vanderpump Rules, but I'm not done
so
talking about alcohol yet. So, as I was saying, every restaurant other than Tom Tom has the Big Pinky drink. It is one of my, actually, that is my fave, like, go-to. And then at Tom Tom, like I said, the Tom Tom shots. And if you're like Danny and you have a little too many of them.
But I excuse myself. Like,
yes.
Before I was stumbling over, I was like, okay, I gotta leave. And I did an Irish goodbye.
How did you feel the next day?
This is going to make me sound like such a drunk, but I woke up, I felt like I was still drunk. Like, I don't drink a whole lot. Uh-huh. And so
it was
Ben and Ronnie from Watch What Crappens is another great Bravo podcast.
Yes.
But they had a birthday party, so I was drinking there and then at Tom Tom. And so it was just like, it was more drinking than I normally do.
Mm-hmm.
So the next day I was like, I feel okay, but I was really just still drunk. And then it hit me in the afternoon. I was like, okay, this is not good.
So if you had morning recovery in your fridge or in your cabinets like I do, you probably would have felt better the next day. So let me tell you about this. And first, just a little funny story. I had a friend of mine stay over the other night. We went out drinking. She like was so sweet, goes in the fridge in the morning because I like everything better cold. And so she grabs two out, brings them in, sets it by the bed. And I'm like, no, honey, we were supposed to drink that last night.
So you drink it before you start drinking?
No. Well, you drink it the night. Like,
okay,
before you go to sleep.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't, it's not like, I mean, it's called morning recovery, but it's not like you drink it in the morning and you recover.
Yeah.
So it was a little backwards, but all you do, you just drink one of the morning recovery drinks before you go to bed. So not before you start drinking, just before you go to bed to help your body detox, rehydrate, bounce back. So you can have a super fun night, do all the Tom Tom buzz button shots you want, but you can still accomplish something the next day other than Netflix and chilling.
Right.
Yes.
I was on the couch watching the Hallmark Channel during the holidays. Like, I'm obsessed with the Hallmark Channel.
Oh, I know. We're going to get into your Instagram highlights. That is like top of my list. But morning recovery secret, you guys, it's DHM. It's a plant-derived superhero ingredient that helps speed up the breakdown of alcohol-induced toxins. So you wake up feeling 100% awesome, fresh as a daisy or a buzz button, you know, just like super refreshed. And if you don't love it, you will get your money back. So there's no reason not to try morning recovery. And they have a special deal for our listeners. It's holidays. There's a lot of holiday parties coming up again.
New Year's Eve.
You know? Well, yeah, New Year's Eve. I mean, there's Christmas tomorrow, but everyone's going to be drinking a lot in the next week.
Right.
So it's great to grab, you know, stocking stuffers, Valentine's Day, whatever
Arbor
you have
Day,
coming up.
Any holiday.
Birthdays,
like, we're going to need it.
Anything. Yeah. If you've ever felt like crap the day after drinking, you guys need Morning Recovery. So you can get 20% off a 6-pack, 12-pack, or 24-pack at morningrecoverydrink.com/Sheena. And again, that's morningrecoveryDrink.com/SCHEANA. Boom. So there you go.
I need it. So I needed that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're going to, I'll get you some so you have it for New Year's.
I would love that.
Because you're going to need to wake up New Year feeling refreshed.
I'll be honest. I've tried that in Vegas before and it really did work.
Yeah.
Like it helps.
Wait, Will, didn't you, were just telling me, didn't you try this recently?
Yes, I did.
And how did you feel in the morning?
I drank pretty aggressively this weekend. It was my roommate's birthday. And I felt great.
Yeah?
Yeah, surprisingly.
Okay.
Amazing.
It, and I also didn't like sleep in till like noon feel great.
Yeah.
I got up at like 8 and I was like, what?
That's awesome.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love that.
And it's even if you like only drink like one or two drinks, because some people like have one glass of wine, they're like, oh God.
Yeah. And I can't drink right now. So I'm so stocked up on this. Like I had it last week, but now I'm dry right now. So I have plenty for all of my friends. And yeah.
Just, I will take some.
There you go. Okay, so wait, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Are you the person who makes the It's All Happening tattoos, or do you sell them?
So they're on Zazzle.
Okay.
So my boyfriend made the graphic.
Gotcha.
And so they're sold on Zazzle, and people, do they tag you in them,
yes,
right?
Yes, all the time.
They're like hysterical. So I was going to an event, and I really, because I'm like obsessed with that tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I really want to wear it. It was like a Bravo thing. And so I found on Zazzle that you can like upload a graphic. So then I was wearing it and people were like, what's this? How did you get that? You know, it's not a real tattoo.
Yeah.
And it's on Zazzle.
Okay.
I don't know how you find – if you search It's All Happening tattoos.
Yeah, okay, because someone had tagged me in that. I was like, oh, my God, where'd you get that? They're like, Danny Pellegrino. And I was like – so I don't know. Maybe you talked about it on your podcast and then they like knew from you where to get it. But there was one fan who came to my show in Vegas and she had the real deal. She got the real tattoo. I was like, wow.
Oh, my
I'm
God.
I'm flattered, but like,
can
wow.
Can I see it?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I have my – I had a Band-Aid right there.
Oh, I love it.
Yes.
I love it. Yeah.
This is, it's I think beautiful. This is still my favorite tattoo. And then I got the little 1111 one. My mom and I did that recently, and I love that one too. But
you know, I come from internet culture, and it's such a great like GIF that you've given us is like every time you put up that,
yes,
that tattoo, because I feel like I use that reaction for anything and everything.
And it's all what happening. What it's I all love happening. Is so many people like forget where it came from. It's from Almost Famous.
Yeah.
It's my favorite movie ever, but it's like I feel like that's like my phrase I've coined. And like just like Sheena says, it's all happening.
Oh
and
my
I'm
God,
like,
100%. It's like totally credited to you now. Like yeah. Forget Kate Hudson. Like I feel like people, because even like if you search It's All Happening on Google, because I've used that reaction so many times, yeah. It's like your face comes up, not Kate Hudson.
Stop it. Wait, not, I'm Googling this right now.
It's literally like attributed to you now. Like you have to dig deep to find Kate Hudson saying
oh
it.
Oh my
in,
God.
In Almost Famous. And it's like, but you show up right there. There's like a few different ones that you've used it on the show.
That's amazing.
And it always works. It's like anytime anything's happening, it's all happening.
It's all yep. happening.
And there it is.
That's yep. hilarious.
That's yeah. so funny.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah. But yeah, I love that tattoo. And it, I would say it's about 85% of my cameo requests I get. Can you like either sing Good as Gold or say It's All Happening or something? You guys, if you're requesting me on cameo, please stop with the TV comments. Like it was funny for a while, but it's like, can you say that like, I hope my friend finds a husband who can hang a TV in under 7 minutes. And I'm just like, that was so last season, you guys. Come, like, I'm like,
wait,
okay,
so, yeah, they
maybe,
want you. Yeah.
maybe I need to come up with new material. Maybe that's the problem. I need
wait,
some new material.
I have a question for you. So when you're filming those confessionals and you do the It's All Happening or you mm-hmm. show it, do you have any idea in your head that that's going to be something that like people use in internet culture or something, or do you, I mean, you're not aware of that?
No,
right?
Yeah. I'm not very internet savvy. I have a 21 year old sister who does all of that for me and like teaches me everything, because I'm like, I don't know. Like even when I was talking about on the first episode a couple weeks ago, and I'm talking about how Rob broke up with me during fantasy football, and then I was like, you know, not that anyone's counting. Immediately, like the show hadn't even aired on the West Coast yet, and it was a meme mm-hmm. or a GIF or whatever. But I didn't think when I said, not that anyone's counting, that that was going to be a thing.
Does your life, I'm just going to ask you a million questions.
Are we on Everything Iconic or Shenanigans?
We need to know about these shenanigans. So when it starts airing, now that the show is airing, do you get more stressed? Are you just like more stressed? I feel like I would be so much more stressed.
So right now, that's something I'm navigating in an all-natural way, because last week I started the blood work and process. I'm still like waiting on all of that. It's holidays and stuff, so it's taking a while to come through. But I am not drinking or smoking marijuana right now. I am just sober. So I'm like, okay, this is a good time to go through doing it, because if I need to just remain calm, I'm getting acupuncture twice a week. But while we're filming, that's very stressful. So I'm like, maybe it's better that I am doing this while we're airing. However, there's no escape I have of stress relief. I just am trying to, on Mondays, you know, like, I'll still, like, do a little live tweeting or whatnot, but I'm trying to, for the next few weeks, just keep my body calm and not stress out. So my sister's helping me with my social media right now, and I've been told that other than the 10 to 12 days next month that I'm going to be on the shots, to use sex as a stress relief. So,
oh, well, sex is good.
Yeah. So that's my stress relief on Mondays right now.
Do what you got to do.
Yes.
I want to ask who, but I'm not going to.
I know. I want to, like, if I could, like, literally my mind is going there. I'm like, I want to ask you about all your previous relationships.
Well, I guess I'm going to have to come on Everything I Want.
Oh, my God. I'm like, I want to talk about John Mayer. Like, oh. What are we? Oh, my God. What are we laughing?
Oh,
I want to talk about that. I feel like we need the answers. Like, people need to know.
Anyway.
Has there been more than one person in this room to sleep with John Mayer? I'm not one of them.
Secret.
Janet, tell us. Tell me more. Tell me more.
Anyway, so I was listening.
Is your body one of those Wonderlands?
I may have heard him sing that live once or twice.
Oh,
who
my
knows?
Goodness. I'm in heaven. I need both of you to give me this scoop. How is he in bed?
So, anywho.
I tried, everyone. I tried. Was he, I see. I think he'd be good. Yeah.
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 I mean, it's John Mayer.
I like. Okay. So I used to love his music back in the day, like when I was in college or high school or whatever. And then he kind of became this. He was kind of douchey to like, right?
Yeah.
But I rediscovered his old catalog recently, and I'm like driving, you know, down the freeway, just like listening to the old John Mayer, and it's so good.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, he's a very talented human.
Individual.
I'll say that, yes.
Interesting.
All right. So I was listening to your podcast last night.
Okay.
Again, I will answer these questions on Everything Iconic.
Okay, yeah, you have to come on.
I will, absolutely. Okay, so Janet and I listened to your Vanderpump Rules recaps you've done so far.
Okay.
And I have some questions.
Oh my God, I'm nervous.
Okay. See, it's a whole section of my notes right here. Podcast.
Oh my God, I'm nervous.
So, one of the first things that stood out to me was you saying how 99.9% of the audience finds me annoying and hates me. But did you say I'm self-deprecating, or is that my note for myself?
I think I said that.
Yeah.
Side
note before you get into that, I met Sir more than any other cast member. I just want to put that out
there.
Oh,
that's totally good to know.
Yeah.
That's
so good to know. You're like, oh, she's probably never there. Like, yeah, that table was a friend's table.
Okay. That table, I was right. That yes. In that premiere, there was like a weird.
That was an awkward friend's table. And they're like, come on, Sheena, just go over. He thinks you're hot. And I was like, no, this is awkward. And we're filming. Like, I'm not going to go get hit on, but I did. And so then he's like, are you dating? I'm like, yeah, a few.
Yeah.
You can take my number, but we never went out. Just saying.
Okay,
but,
so I did say that. I did say that, and I'm totally copying to it. But what I was trying to come across was that I feel like just because I talk about your show on my show, and like I feel like I'm a huge fan of Vanderpump Rules, and I feel like other fans, out of everyone in the cast, I feel that you get the most hate. Is that?
Why is that, you think?
You know, I don't know.
I don't get it either. It's mind-boggling to me because everybody else on the cast has cheated, lied, betrayed their best friends in the most unbelievable ways that I would never forgive somebody for. And yet you're the villain somehow, even though you've never slept with someone on the cast.
No.
You have never cheated. You haven't done any of these things that should be unforgivable to people, but...
Well, a new cast member, but whatever.
But I also feel like it's cyclical because I think Kristen Doty was in that position for a really long time.
Mm-hmm.
And then I love watching Kristen. And I feel like for a while, fans of the show were saying, we're tired of Kristen. Get Kristen off the show. Get Kristen off the show.
And now it's get Sheena off the show.
but I was always saying, like, no, we need her on the show because we need to have different people on the show. We need sometimes we need a villain.
Mm-hmm.
Think you're the villain. But I think like sometimes we need people that we're maybe annoyed with on the show or that we hate. Like James right now.
Like someone you love to hate.
Right. Like, and James right now is, you know, people hate him and rightfully so because he's doing some shitty things on
right.
the show. But
I don't know if he is really. I mean,
well,
calling something out, shouldn't have said a few things. But he also is such a comic relief on the show.
Right.
And like, I mean, says a lot of stuff that gets people laughing.
But so I always get frustrated with the fans of the show because I don't want them to get so mad at one person that they're like calling for them off the show because we need the different people on the show. If Bravo would have maybe listened when fans were really saying, like, get rid of Kristen, we wouldn't have gotten so many amazing moments.
Yeah.
And I think there were those rumors during the summertime that she was not returning or something like that.
Yeah, I don't know where that came from. I mean, she filmed just as much as I did, if not maybe even more, so.
Right, so I think, you know, who knows? I don't know. I talked to a lot of housewives on my show, and they always say, like, other housewives start rumors or, like...
I was going to say, fans who want somebody off the show are like, I heard this. And right.
Who are trying to get on the show in a bigger role, uh-huh. like...
Or, I mean, I'll even get people will say, you know, producers or cast members or something will tell me as if I'm going to, like, talk about it on my show or something like that. And then it gets somehow spun. But so I was saying, like, right now people... Do you feel that you get more kind of hate than anyone on the show, or than most
yeah,
of the show?
Yeah, so I'm going to say I don't disagree with what you said.
Right.
I think 99.9% is quite high, but...
Did I say that percentage?
Yeah,
you
did.
She just gotten it quoted over here in her notebook.
I talk a lot. I don't know. I do 2 shows a week over on Everything Iconic.
No, I mean, seriously, I'm like, I feel like I'm just like, why do I get so much hate? Like, I'm the one who just like wants everyone to get along. Like, I feel like I used to be like, I mean, now it's Brittany, but it was like, I was one of the glues that like brought every person on the show together. Because it's like, well, it's my birthday party and I'm friends with Stassi, but I'm friends with Ariana, and I'm friends with James, but I'm friends with Kristen. And it was just like, I used to be that, and now...
Well, I think, I actually do know what it was last season, I think, coming
I was
off,
annoying. I was so
off,
annoying.
Exactly. And so it's like, we're still new into this season, so people's thought of you is from last season with the TV stuff and everything.
And again, never know the edit, what you're going to see, right. But I will say there's a huge shift in... from what you saw last season with me to what you'll see throughout this season. And I need to remind mm-hmm. myself, it is a very long season. It is a very long summer. We will be on air for probably half a year. Mm-hmm. I don't even know how many episodes we have, but it's a lot. So I'm just trying to stay patient, have my sex for my stress relief, not let what everyone's saying get to me. Even like the interviews, like things that Stassi's like, did Sheena just flip-flop on flip-flopping? And then just Ariana made a comment that hurt my feelings, but I'm like... you know, what I want to point out too is I lived in Las Vegas for half a year. I did kind of remove myself from everyone in LA, Janet included. Janet got a boyfriend. I was like, bye. Like, I just.
Fuck you, Janet.
I know, right? You're happy now. I'm leaving you.
I needed to go into 2018 by myself, single, just doing me and focusing on me. And anyone who is a good friend of mine understood that. Like,
and came to visit Vegas, yeah. Which was so fun.
Like, Ariana made a comment on, I think it was like episode 3, where she says, well, you know, like, yeah, like Stassi and I are cool, but like Sheena and I don't really hang out anymore, but doesn't say why. It's like, because I lived somewhere else for half a year. So like, I did separate myself. We did not fall out of a friendship, but we weren't as close because I wasn't around. Other than coming here once a week to do my podcast, I didn't see anybody for almost half a year. So naturally, I wasn't as big a part of the group, but I needed that time for me to just focus on myself and to just kind of regroup after being through what felt like a divorce and breakup at the exact same time.
But so how much of it of that is Ariana being on screen and she has to comment on the other cast, right? Like,
yeah.
I mean, so it's like,
that's our job.
What is she going to say? Like,
was the truth. Right, it hurt to hear her say that because it was true.
And you never know. They could have edited it so that she started saying, yeah, Sheena and I don't really hang out anymore because she's in Vegas. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if they cut and decide they're going to chop it right there, that makes it sound way worse.
Yeah, so it only hurt my feelings because I was like, well, shit, that is true. And that's no one else's fault but my own. I completely removed myself.
And if you didn't have any relationship with Ariana, you wouldn't give a shit what she said. Yeah. But the fact that you love her,
exactly.
Care for her, it's like, oh, that hurts my
feelings. Like you saw in the reunion last year when, like, Lala and I are going at it. And her and I were so close. And then she's like, well, you haven't checked on me in a month. And you haven't done this. And you haven't done that. And I'm like, I was working on myself. And if you were Ariana or Brittany, someone who is my like genuine close friend, you would understand that I just needed a little time for me. Mm-hmm. Right. And like, you know, everything's better now. But it just, at the time, it was like people like Ariana and Brittany did understand, like, you know, we're happy in our relationships and that's moving forward. And like, Sheena needs to be happy being single and move forward in that aspect of her life. So,
yeah.
But anyway, next thing you said,
oh
which
God.
I have so...
Like a Kavanaugh hearing or something.
Right?
Not quite. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to compare. They're not comparable.
Next thing you said, which you said when I was looking at Britney's ring, that I had like every emotion on my face.
Oh, yeah.
Shocked, jealous, all emotions that you couldn't tell. My question to you is... I have so much Botox. How could you see any emotion at all?
That's what I found so thrilling was that when Brittany was showing you her engagement ring, your face, it was like, I felt like we couldn't get a read on what you were thinking, like what emotion was there. It was like every single emotion was on your face at that moment.
The only emotion initially was pure shock of, and then it became, I was so happy for her because she was glowing. But that reaction,
I'm
like,
engaged.
Whoa. Like,
that was a good Britney.
You know, I'm engaged.
Rotten hell.
But literally, like, the emotion on my face in that episode was pure shock. Shock that they got engaged so quickly. Shock that Jax did such a great job on the ring. Shock of how he did. It was just like, whoa, right. This actually happened. Like, not a single ounce of me was jealous whatsoever. It was just... I could not believe the ring was as big as it was.
Yeah, it was huge, right?
Yeah.
Once everybody saw the size of that ring, I think I was like, wow, I think I might let Sheena keep dating bartenders if they can pull this off.
Right? Well, that was the thing, too. It was like the first thought in all of our heads, like, how the hell did he afford this? But, you know, I mean, his dad passed away. He did leave him some money and whatnot, but it was just like...
Also, wasn't there like a deal probably with whoever designed
it? Well, I mean, yeah. Kyle Chan, he hooks us up with jewelry, but you still have to pay for the jewels.
Okay, now can I turn the tables on you? What kind of deal would that be? Like, for someone that's getting a ring or something like that, which is going to be featured on the show, do you have to confirm that he's Kyle Chan or who is it that designs it is going to be on the show? Like, and how can you confirm that?
I don't think that's a me question.
Yeah,
I don't know, because there's no really guarantee. There's no guarantee that anything's ever going to make it on the show. And Bravo's not a network where they're going to be like, well, we promise you this. And it's just like, you know, if it works in the storyline and makes it on the show, great. But we can never promise that my friend's birthday party is going to make it on, that this scene with Ariana. Like, there was one of her birthdays where I gave her a really dope, thoughtful present. We filmed a whole scene about it and you never saw it. And I was like, not that I like needed the credit, but it was just like, it was such a good moment between her and I. And it's like, you know, like who made the present for me, like, I couldn't be like, oh, I guarantee you're going to be on the show. They don't do stuff like that.
You guys just have so many storylines going and so much story to get through in a season that it's like there's things that are cut out. But I always get mad because Ariana and Kristen are friends, right?
Yeah.
And from what I understand, they've filmed things together as friends. Like, I don't know if it's been duo scenes or something like that, but it's like, I feel like we deserve to see that. Like, those two coming together because we've seen their relationship.
And you will. You'll see a lot of that this season. Okay. One thing I've said when I've done interviews so far is, like, you'll see a huge shift in friendships. And everyone took that as, I say, like, Ariana and I aren't friends anymore. And I'm like, no, like, for the better. Like, you see Ariana and Stassi doing a joint birthday party. Like, you see Ariana and Kristen becoming friends. You see a huge change with me, Kristen, Katie, and Stassi. Mm-hmm. A total 180 from last year.
Wait, so who do you hate, like, now that the season's over?
I don't hate anybody.
So you're getting along with everyone.
Yeah.
Is there anyone that's hating each other?
Everybody. Well, I mean, it's always somebody.
Yeah. Of course. But it's only, how many episodes have aired? Like 3, 4? Like, it's early. Yeah. How amazing was the 80s sitcom scene that they did for Pride?
I fucking loved it. Like, I thought that whole episode was so good.
I was,
like,
obsessed.
So funny. All of your outfits. Like, watching you sing Good as Gold with Billie Lee looking like a working girl. Like, it was just
yes,
so
I loved that.
Good. Like, it was fantastic. And then literally it segued into James half stripping. Like, it was just phenomenal TV, like, all around. And the editors were taking such liberties with the whole episode with those sitcom things.
I loved it.
It was just so good.
I love when they pan out. I said it was the best edit ever of Ariana's face when Jax and Brittany say they're going to consummate their engagement. She's like, oh.
That look of disgust.
Ariana posted that and put the Curb Your Enthusiasm music against it. Yes. It's the funniest shit ever.
But I love that they're doing stuff like that with our show now. Like last season, or I think two seasons ago, in Mexico with the pillows. And it's like Jax and it's like the accomplice, the this, the that. And it's like investigative. Like I love when they do stuff like that because it's like everyone needs to remember. We're watching a television show.
Right. It's so
and
funny.
I love so much when Evolution is allowed to do things like that because it makes it so fun. And like the laughter with 80s sitcom, I was dying.
And then you get the drama too because you had Kristen literally like climbing a fucking fence to get to ambush James. It was great TV. So it's like you literally get comedy, drama, action thrills. Like we had her doing stunts. It was amazing.
I know, right? Yeah. Oh my God. Wait until you see.
Can you say, like, the drama for this season? Is the drama for this season, like, comparable to another season?
Ooh.
That's interesting.
I think it's a combination, honestly. Mm-hmm. Like, even just the Hope and James thing is similar to the Kristen and Jax thing. So it's like...
Also, like, what the fuck? Like, why is everyone sleeping with people in the same room? Like, that's happened three times.
I don't even know if I believe that it happened, to be honest. I
don't know why Hope would be proud to be like, yes, I've been a whore for 2 years. Like, why would you...
Did anyone know Hope before?
Yes. I think Hope needs a drink. I think she's a little thirsty.
Do you think Hope has been trying to probably get on the show for a while? And
she filmed with me last season.
What did
she film with?
We
used to be friends.
Does she work there?
No. So just like girls' nights and like Schwartz's or Jeremy's birthday. And then she tried to say like Schwartz like was like trying to make out with her at the birthday. And I'm like, Hope, not everyone wants you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like not everyone is trying to hook up with you. Like it was just anything she could like, Schwartz cheated on Katie with Lala's friend. So if I say he tried to make out with me, then I'll get on the show. And well, James supposedly cheated with Gigi, the hostess. So maybe if I say he slept with me, I'll get on the show. Like it just.
She's trying every different angle to get on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I don't think it's
working.
I mean,
who stands there proudly and says, I cheated with someone, like, and she sits there and her and
she
Raquel
had a smirk on her face in the bathroom. It pissed me off.
I mean, her and Raquel are supposedly friends. It's like you're gonna proudly stand up and say I cheated with your boyfriend while you're sleeping in the other room.
So do you think Kristen?
Who does that make
do you think
bad?
Kristen was skeptical of that and but just wanted to confront her? Was pissed at James, so she wanted to do something, or do you think she had no idea?
I think Kristen believed Hope's story. I don't think Kristen just was like, oh, let me just like go out of nowhere. Like I think. From how Hope tells stories, I think that unless you really know her, I think it's very convincing. So
yeah,
I think Kristen believed her and went with it.
So we're going to see more of Hope on the show?
I doubt it.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Anyway.
Not a lot.
She gets no more airtime on my podcast. And okay, I just want to clarify one thing because you were talking about the harder than my divorce comment.
I hope everyone goes and listens to my podcast now.
Yeah,
everyone's needs to hear the quotes.
I've said this before, even when I saw Shay this summer, him and I sat down together and I explained this. And he's like, no, he's like, I know sometimes like you say things to be funny or whatever. I was like, okay, in that moment, what I meant, which didn't come across, was that moment in that reunion was harder than seeing Shay last year. It was harder than the divorce part of the reunion the year before. It wasn't harder than going through an actual divorce, getting yelled at by Jax. But I was just like, why is this reunion harder than my divorce? Like, that was what I meant.
And I totally get that. But as a viewer, it's like, we don't know any
Absolutely.
Of that. So we just see you saying, this is harder than my divorce, which I love, by the way. Like, I think it's such good TV. It's such good TV.
Dramatic.
But you have to, but a viewer, most viewers are going to be like, oh my God, that's so annoying.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And but we need those levels of annoying.
Yeah,
that was my point. It's like,
I was annoying AF last season. I'm the first to admit it. I've become so self-deprecating in the last year. Like, even my, did you see my tweet the other day? I was like, for the record, I am single. I guess no one can hang a TV fast enough for me. Like,
but by the way, too, like, the guy was an asshole, too. Like, Rob was a complete asshole. And we saw that on TV, too. So it was like, we also did see him being an asshole. So.
And I think there was information you weren't privy to. I think you didn't know he was behind your back while you were filming, talking to Jax, being like, oh, I need her to back off or whatever he said. It's like, he's... You know, he shouldn't be saying any of that.
No, he, when in the finale last season, when I saw that, I mean, granted, we were already broken up for several months by the time it aired, but when he said, you know, I need to be man enough to be like, this is bothering me, pump the brakes. That was 9 months into our relationship. Not once in those 9 months, even after, until he broke up with me, he never once said, this is too much, pump the brakes. Like, I mean, I'm sorry, you're 37 years old, Rob. I'm 33. Yeah, marriage is going to be something I'm going to talk about because I'm not going to waste my fucking time with the guy who doesn't see that at the end of the road.
And right. Rob talked about it all the time, too. You just didn't see it on camera.
Danny, he started sending me listings of houses in January. Huh. We technically started dating officially New Year's Eve. January, he was sending me listings of houses. We started looking at houses in February.
Right.
So, yeah, I would think after looking at houses 2 months in, because we've known each other for so long, because we have that history already, that absolutely, I thought, was something that sooner rather than later was going to happen. So for him then 8 months later, 9 months later, to be like, this is bothering me, pump the brakes. To Jax, of all people.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Was he bad in bed?
Rob?
No.
That's all I care about.
I've
here.
Said this before.
I've had better. I'll say I've had better.
I've said this before. Some things need more than 7 minutes.
Oh, yes.
Then <Janet. laughs> Okay. So are you... What are some of your favorite reality shows, and are you excited for, like, the year of the reboots? Like, we had Jersey Shore Family Vacation. We have The Hills coming back.
Oh, yeah. I'm thrilled about The Hills. Like, I cannot wait. And I would love to ask you about The Hills because you're friends with Stacey the bartender.
Yeah.
You were on The Hills.
She did a cameo
on
The Hills.
I was just with her this weekend. She flew in from Switzerland for 48 hours for her dad's Christmas party.
So I feel like it would be a natural for you to appear on The Hills at some point. Would you? Because you also know Heidi and Spencer, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's the same production company. They're not crazy about the intermingling of shows, even though, like, I was just a couple weeks ago with Frankie, Heidi, Spencer, like, all of them at the Chargers game. Like, right. I saw Heidi a couple days ago. Like, we all are really friends.
Who doesn't love a good crossover
episode,
too?
I think that would be
too,
so
right?
good. If
I love
you,
it.
The Vanderpump people, crossed over with the Hills people,
yes.
like, I would explode. Like,
yeah.
I literally
and I mean,
explode.
Like, even, like, Pauly D's a friend of mine. Like, we could literally do such a mashup that I just think people would die over.
Like, I don't get why no one's doing that. Like, the Jersey Shore reboot is way better than it has any right to be,
yeah.
too. I love it. Like, I think, I'm shocked that it's that good.
Yeah.
But I would love to see you on the Jersey Shore reboot or them on, like, to see Pauly D on Vanderpump Rules.
Like DJing and playing one of my new songs. By the way, I have three completed.
I wanted to ask you. So
yes.
what is it? Tell
so,
me more.
Okay, the first one I'm releasing is very, like, island vibes. It's super catchy. It's called Better Without You.
It's a summer jam. It's
yes,
really good.
It's the first song I've ever written, so I'm very proud of it. I'm not, like, a Drake lyrical genius by any means, but it's very personal. It's a combination of people who it's about. But it's... I'm going to put this out in, like, February. So for all my single ladies around Valentine's Day, just remember, you are better without that person.
That's right.
And then I have the next one that we did is, like, a dance track. It's really fun. I previewed them on a couple of my podcasts. The one with Sean, too, we previewed a couple of them. But I can send them to you. Like, I'll let you listen.
Do you know what I've been begging someone, a Bravo celebrity, to do?
What?
Is put out a holiday song.
Okay, oh. That was actually something I was thinking of. But I thought of it, like, this week. And I'm like, well, now it's Christmas tomorrow. So... Right.
I love that idea.
James was on my show. I was like, please do a Christmas thing. Or Countess Luann. Like, whoever sings in the Bravo universe should put out a holiday song. Because all the gays and women who watch Bravo would play it. both for kitschy reasons and because it'd be great.
Yeah,
like,
I literally
I need it.
Had that same idea just like 2 months too late.
Please,
please,
Sheena, I beg you, and I'm going to bother you about this next year as well.
Okay.
But please do one. Just throw a fucking jingle bell behind Good as Gold.
I love it.
And yes. It'll be Good as Silver Bells or something like that.
That's cute. Like, that would be cute. Yeah, I know James wants to do like a dance song, so maybe we do like a dance Good as Gold, like a new version, remix Christmas version or something.
I would die. Just
that
throw
would
a jingle
be
bell
so fun.
Back.
So I did a dance song. That was the second one we've done, and it's cool. I call it like my sicko mode because like in that song, like when it goes from Drake and then it just is like brown, brown, and it has that switch in the beat. That this song has that a couple times. So it's really good. When I played it on the show a couple months ago with Sean too, this was like the very like beginning version of it. That song now has come so far. Like it's amazing.
Oh my God,
it's
I
almost
wanna hear
done.
It.
And then the third one I just finished is called One More Time.
It
and
is so sexual.
It's like a red
it about
light
sex
special.
With John Mayer?
It's not about John Mayer, but it's about sex with someone.
Wait, okay.
I'm not going to let you guess, but no. But
I'll make a face if you guess it right.
Was it Eddie Cibrian?
No. Okay.
Someone
was
more
he
recent.
Good in bed?
More recent.
Yeah.
Okay, I figured. Okay.
Anyway.
Sorry. Was that inappropriate of me to ask?
So,
I feel like the people want to know.
This one,
I
actually
reignite the Brandy feud.
You and Brandy are friends, though, right?
Yes, we're
right.
Good.
Yeah.
A couple weeks ago when Brittany was here, I played her and Janet a little preview of One More Time, and it's just very like R&B red light special, like baby
ooh,
making.
Like a TLC,
it's like
red
Neo.
Light
yes.
Oh, I love that.
Yes.
We need that.
Yeah.
Going back to the Brandy Glanville of it all.
Uh-huh.
Can I ask you about Lisa Vanderpump? Have you guys heard anything about what's going on in Beverly Hills? I know that has nothing to do with your
the
music.
The only things that I've heard are from, like, the internet.
Right,
I haven't heard
stuff.
Anything from Lisa's mouth. She is staying very tight-lipped about this, so I have no idea. I'm just as curious.
Right.
But whenever I see her, she's just like, oh, don't worry about it. And I'm like, okay, but I'm curious.
She did an interview with TMZ and said, if I am leaving, you'll hear it from me. You're not going to hear it from everybody else first. But we all know that's also not true. Where there's smoke, there's fire, normally,
right.
That stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard things too. But do you watch Beverly Hills or The Other Housewives?
I watch Beverly Hills and Jersey. Jersey, I'm a couple episodes behind right now, but those are the two that I watch because, like, I know Teresa, Melissa, and like some of the old Jersey Housewives. Beverly Hills, I know most of them usually, mm-hmm. So I watch those two, and then also on Bravo, watch Shaws of Sunset. I'm friends with
Shaws
all of them.
Great, yeah.
MJ and I have the same doctor, Dr. Gadir. Shout out, he's amazing. But yeah, what are some of your favorite reality shows?
I mean, I love most of Bravo. In terms of not Bravo, I watch almost everything on Bravo. I think Below Deck this season is one of the best shows they have on Bravo. Like this most recent season
better
has
than
been
Vanderpump Rules.
I think this season it's comparable. Like normally, I think Vanderpump Rules is like the top. New York is my absolute number one favorite.
Okay,
Housewives.
Who's your favorite on New York?
Ramona's my favorite to watch.
Okay,
but I don't want to like get to know. But she's my favorite to watch. I think she's like just the perfect housewife, like in all the best ways.
Mm-hmm.
But also Bethany makes great TV. Luann,
yeah.
Like that whole cast is like all stars.
Yeah, and a lot of them are OGs. A lot of them have been around for a long time.
They're so wonderfully balanced as a cast, and they all bring some crazy mm-hmm. different. Like Dorinda feels like she's been around since season one, but she joined in seven.
Mm-hmm.
I think New York is the absolute best of reality TV. But I love Dallas is really great this
mm-hmm.
the past two seasons. You guys have, I mean, one of the best shows. If you and New York, I think, are the best shows on Bravo.
Thanks.
Shaz, I didn't love this most recent season, but I still watch it.
Yeah.
I enjoy it. Southern Charm last season was one of the
love
best.
Love Southern. Last yeah. season of Southern Charm was so good. The Ashley drama, that was so dead on. You had Shep on
Shep,
here.
Yeah,
he's
I love
awesome.
Shep.
We went to dinner with him after he was on her podcast.
He was
and he
nice.
Is hilarious.
Yeah.
He's exactly how he is on the show. I was expecting, I don't know, a little bit different, but he's funny and sweet. And
I wonder what they're going to do with Southern Charm now because Ashley was that main villain for them last
mm-hmm.
season, and that's what made it such a compelling season, and now she's not going to be returning. So I'm curious to see how they'll produce it.
Someone else will become the villain. I mean, it was Catherine before that. I mean, everyone was judging her, hated her, thought she was thirsty, trying to use Thomas.
I loved
all
Catherine.
That. I love Catherine, too. We went
so
out with
much
her.
Fun.
She was
so,
so
sweet,
She's so sweet and kind of, like, soft-spoken. You kind of expect her to be, a little loud and in your face, just because on the show she's fighting with people so often and screaming back at people. But she was so nice when we hung out with her, really soft-spoken, really sweet girl.
Yeah, we had a good time.
Who have you met out of like the Housewives or Bravo universe that you really love?
Oh my God, so many of them. I haven't met anyone who I don't like,
okay,
honestly.
Yeah.
I mean, like I've met Dorinda, Bethany, and I mean, they've always been nothing but nice. A lot of us follow each other. I'm friends with the majority of the Shaws.
Really good friends with Gretchen.
Yeah, Gretchen.
Gretchen Christine Butte.
Yes, yeah. So she is at the same doctor. She has Dr. Suri, but I ran into her in Slade at my last appointment.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, so.
I always say I'm a Gretchen Christine Butte in the streets and a Fenty Beauty in the sheets.
I love that. Yeah, she's a good friend of mine. And like we said, Shep, like he's just awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we all, you know, like do Watch What Happens Live together. Like when that one was here in LA earlier this year, we got to meet so many other people. And
oh yeah, they did that All Star show when they were in LA. Oh my God, that was like a Bravo lovers.
Oh my God, it was so
backstage.
Fun.
Sheena brought me, and it was like a Bravo celebrity heaven. Yeah. I was like every room, it's like someone's getting makeup done. There's housewives everywhere. I was like, oh my gosh, I need selfies for my mom. Like,
yeah, she made me ask Nene for a picture. For
I was
her.
Like, Sheena, I'm gonna embarrass you today. Yeah, I was like, I can avoid asking for selfies most of the time, but today I have to do it.
I had a ticket to that show and I thought I didn't know it was going to be like that.
Yeah.
And then something came up and I was like, oh, I can't make it. And then I saw the video and everything of it. I was like, holy crap, why did I miss that? But so I love all the Bravo shows. And then outside of Bravo, like I mentioned, the Jersey Shore reboot, I love.
What about Kardashians?
Yeah. You know, I don't really do, I dip in and out with Kardashians. Like okay. I dip in and out. I don't love it. To me, like the Bravo or the E reality shows are such a different pace.
Yeah.
Like the Bravo shows, because I watch so many of them, I'm so used to that pace. And then when I tune into something like the Kardashians, it just feels slow. And not that it's bad. It's just I'm not used to that.
Yeah. I get what you're saying. I just like get so much of my inspo from them and their interview looks. And like I will copy Kim all day, every day. Call me a bootleg Kardashian all you want. Like I will take that as a compliment.
Right.
But so I mean, and I've watched that show since the beginning. So I love
who's your
following
fave?
It. I mean, Kim is just, that's my girl. Like, she's always been my fave. But if I were to be friends with any of them, Khloé.
Don't you guys go to the same nail salon?
Well, he goes to her.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, they're the same guy who does our nails. And I just saw them last month at the People's Choice Awards, and Khloé waved me, and then she
you
came up and gave me
won.
A hug and a kiss.
You guys should have won.
I mean, I don't disagree, you know.
Like, obviously,
but when it's put on by
show,
E, they have to choose
their
show.
Some of the E Bravo, or some of the E reality shows, like, I don't know. They're a little off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, Bravo's the shit for reality TV.
Yeah. What's interesting to me about Bravo's reality TV is like they have been able to do it for so long. I mean, if you think about like a New York Housewives, they were in their 10th season last season and
that's
had
crazy.
One of the best seasons ever.
Yeah.
And for any show, scripted or otherwise, to have consistently, like I think New York for 10 seasons, they haven't had one bad. They might have had little down spurts or whatever. Or your show, Vanderpump Rules, hasn't had one bad season.
Never boring.
No, like we've all looked bad in our certain seasons, but we haven't had a bad overall season of the show. At the end of each season, we're like, how are we going to top this? Like, how are we going to do better? Like, how are we going to stay entertaining the older we get? And
someone sleeps with someone else.
I know.
Finding
ways. You guys keep drinking. That's how.
Yeah.
Get Kristen climbing a fence and I'm on board. But your editors are great, too. Like we said, they do these crazy editing tricks that make it so fun to watch. So even if there wasn't drama, I still think it'd be entertaining.
Did you see the one that Rihanna posted of Schwartz? That was so funny.
That was
him
everything.
Wasted in Mexico. Was it Mexico?
Mexico.
Does it thrill you that Rihanna? I mean, like, Rihanna's, like, the best human being of all time. Like,
what thrills me more is that Drake used to watch it with Rihanna. But Drake also used to come in Villablanca, like, Drake knows me. Like, we go way back, so.
Did you just see that shirtless picture of Drake? He looked amazing.
I need to Google that right
now. You need to look at his Instagram. It was like, he just posted a
Wait,
a
he did? I must.
Selfie.
I haven't been on Instagram yet today.
It was like a couple of weeks ago-ish, but it was, he looked amazing.
Oh.
He always looks good, but.
Champagne Poppy always looks good.
I embarrassed myself in front of Drake once, so I.
What'd you do, Janet?
I was at Delilah.
Oh my God, this story.
I was at Delilah on a date. He, I think, owns part of Delilah or something. And my date, it was pretty dead in there. It was like a Tuesday or something. And my date introduced me to the owner who's sitting with this other guy. And the owner's like, hi, I'm John. I'm like, hi, I'm Janet. Nice to meet you. The other guy's like, nice to meet you. And I was like, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't catch your name. He's like, it's Future. And I just moved from Ohio. So I was like, oh, like the rapper. And he's like, no, like, I am Future, the rapper. And then Drake walked up a second later, and I was like, oh, my God. Well, if he would have been here, I would have known that you were the rapper.
And I'm like, don't, oh, you don't say that.
I called Sheena, because when I very first moved here, anytime we would go out and see a celebrity, Sheena would be like, oh, my God, that's so-and-so. And I'd be like, who? What? And she's like, how do you not know anybody? So I called her immediately afterwards. I'm like, I just embarrassed myself so bad not knowing somebody. And she's like, you didn't know it was Future, even after he said his name? I was like,
you could have been watching this season with Future.
Could have.
Or not Future, because he's with some of them. Yeah. I got a question for you guys now. Actually, though, we're talking about dating in LA.
Yes. Because
you're both
single. I'm single. She's dating someone.
You're dating someone. Mm-hmm. But you must date celebrity men, right?
See, I did a lot more in my early 20s, actually. Now I tend to just be more friends with them. Because, I mean, you get someone on a reality show and you get someone, whether it's an athlete, reality star, actor, together. It's just like, immediately, anytime you're seen out in public, it's like they're a thing. And it's just like that could put so much pressure on something to like move quickly that I've been enjoying banging bartenders this year.
Oh my God.
And like, you know, like Chippendales and whatnot. Like, I was in Vegas. I was a regular at the Magic Mike show.
Dude,
like,
the Magic Mike show is amazing.
Oh my God.
Like, it's amazing.
I want to go see it in London.
Oh my God. I'll go with you. Yes. Let's go. Yeah. I saw it and it was
amazing. Yeah. Zach's living in London right now and I'm like, I want to go. And the dates that he's there, every single night it's sold out. And I'm like, well, I know someone.
P.S. Channing Tatum looks really good lately. He's like, sold out. Like, he's whatever.
Yeah.
I was just going to ask you, Janet, something. Oh, I was talking to Janet before we were recording, and I was saying I know some single girls in L.A. that we were talking, every single guy is on The Bachelor now.
Like, everybody. It's like, stay away from men on The Bachelorette, Bachelor in Paradise, Bachelor anything. Other than out there, but my friend Wills, who was on Bachelor in Paradise, stopped by to say hi today. He's a good one. Everyone else,
but so many of the single straight guys are on a reality show or something like that. Yeah. So it must be difficult to find someone who's not in that world.
Yes.
And some of the Bachelor guys are a little bit weird with dating. Like, I went on a date with a couple of them, and it was always group dates and, like, felt like it was on The Bachelor.
Yeah.
Like, I think all of those dates, Sheena was with me because it was, like, a group thing. And I was like, wait, so when do we get the one-on-one? Like,
this did is, I get a rose?
Yeah. Like, where's my rose? Like, it was... It's a little bit weird.
Yeah. I think they all think that they're a lot cooler than they are. It's like, you're cool right now. Give it a year.
And I just heard.
Give it another season.
I just learned this, that they don't get paid to be on The Bachelor.
That's what I've heard. Yeah.
That's insane.
Bachelor in Paradise, they get paid.
Yes.
Right. But the real one.
Yeah, the real one, you have to give up 6 weeks of your life and quit your job and commit to it for free.
It's insanity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but what? My mom is chirping out there. No, it's not. I put my pen in my mouth. She thought I was smoking weed. She's like, you're not. Doctor's orders, Sheena. No, this is an actual pen that I should not be putting in my mouth.
A writing utensil.
I'm going to set that down.
So what male celebrities do you both find attractive? I always ask every guest on my show. I say, if you were choosing for People Magazine the sexiest man alive, who would you choose?
Rashad Jennings.
Ooh. Oh, I like that choice.
Yes.
I feel like all of mine are newscasters. I'm, like, really into, like, Jake Tapper, Willie Geist, like, Anderson Cooper, if he was straight.
What?
I would totally go for it. I love – I don't know.
Oh, that's so interesting.
Like, all of
them. I like more of, like, the athletic type, like, 6'2"-ish, like, you know, just over 6 foot, but – it's not, I mean, not complete deal breaker, but preferred.
Sure.
But just like a little more built. Like, I need something to hold on to. Yeah. Like, there was this one guy I don't even want to use the word dated, but like hung out with and went on a couple dates with. And like, we wore the same size jeans. I was like, this isn't going to work for me.
But you're such a tiny little woman. And I always feel like tiny little women are always with the big muscle guys. Like, it's all,
I know,
everyone.
I'm 5'10 and I'm like, stop stealing the tall guys. Like, you get out of here. Right. You need to leave some for the other tall girls.
I never see like a tall girl and a tall guy. It's always like the smallest one and then the tallest one. I love it.
Yeah. But
I like both of those choices.
Yeah. I hung
Willie
out
Geist
with...
has a sexy, like, I don't know something about him yet.
He's really sweet.
Yeah.
All of mine are all newscasters. I'm a dork. Yeah.
So,
we're
Danny,
just pretend you're
what is your favorite song done by a Bravo celebrity?
Oh, Good as Gold is up there.
Yes.
But I would say Money Can Buy You Class is just like such a classic.
Yeah. I saw that on James's story. He was like DJing, and she was performing that recently.
But Top Man too.
I love
Top Man is just great.
Yeah.
I love Top Man when he says, booty so big, I need a map. That's like, I'm like, that quote, who wrote that?
I also had, I had Melissa Gorga on my show recently. And so I was editing the episode together and I was listening to On Display lot. And I was like, wow, the On Display really holds up.
I forgot she had a song, actually. Mm-hmm. She has two. Doesn't she have a slow song that she wrote for Joe or something, too?
Something like that, yeah. But On Display is like a bop, I feel
How does that one go? I forget it.
I can't sing for shit. It's like, because I'm on display, on display,
Display. Oh, yes. Each and every day. I remember that.
Yeah. And I feel like it sounds better now because when she released it, it was like a little, it was like her first season on the show and she's talking about paparazzi and stuff. So it was a little cringy.
Right.
Now, hindsight's 2020. Now we're all like, wow, what a great song in the musical canon.
What do you think is going to happen between Teresa and Melissa this season?
Ooh. I can't wait to
know. I don't think – I think they're going to have little family squabbles, but I don't think it's ultimately going to lead anywhere. I think they're fine now. Although I do think watching it back, I feel like both of them have said things in their confessionals that have been pretty – and pretty a little below the belt.
That's always what comes and bites everybody back in the ass is like you get through it and then you see somebody say something in their confessional. Right. It's like, come on.
Yeah, Melissa was on my show I think like maybe 1 or 2 weeks into the show. And she said her and Teresa are great and everything. And then I was watching the show the next couple weeks. And I'm like, oh, well, I don't think it's going to be great after she sees this.
Yeah.
But who knows?
Yeah.
I couldn't deal with that. I don't know how you do it, Sheena, when you see people make the comments.
Well, normally I smoke weed.
What's the worst?
Now I'm just getting laid.
What's the worst thing one of them has said about you in a confessional?
My mom's giving me this weird look. The only stress relief I get right now is that, mom. Give me that, okay? Jesus.
She's giggling.
She's so uncomfortable. I love it. I'm gonna, the last time I was at the doctor, I was just like, okay, but most importantly, she goes, any other questions? I go, most importantly, can I still have sex?
That's all that matters.
Erica's like, earmuffs.
Yeah. Hey, she wanted to come. So.
But wait, back to the confessional. Yes. Is there one thing that really sticks out to you as the worst thing anyone said in a confessional? Either about you or someone else.
Ooh. I think the comments James has made about Katie and Brittany's weight are definitely up there. He said it to their faces and he said it in his confessionals. And I think he says a lot of offensive things in his. I get it. It's funny, entertaining, comic relief.
Those aren't
funny.
Yeah. I don't think the weight stuff is funny. I think it's a step way too far.
Yeah. And it makes James look bad to say it. It doesn't do anything other than make him look like a jerk.
And not in a fun television watching way. Like as a fan of the show, I'm not watching it and being like, oh, this is funny. Like he's being shady or whatever. It's like, no, that's just,
it's just
mean.
Rude.
Too mean.
Do your Jax impersonation all you want. Don't touch Britney's weight. Like,
right.
The Jax thing is funny. Don't come after Britney and Katie.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite celebrity who you follow?
Oh, gosh. This is hard. I'm overwhelmed. I love Mariah Carey's my number one celebrity. Her and Britney Spears has like an insane Instagram account, which is just, I can't even wrap my head around it. It's just insanity. You know, the name of my show is Everything Iconic. And the reason it is because I was online and Britney Spears posted a picture of corn, like a corn on the cob.
Uh-huh.
She just Google image searched corn.
Yeah.
And everyone underneath it was writing iconic, iconic, iconic. And I thought it was so funny that everyone's celebrating this picture of corn. But so I love Britney. She's so pure and she just, the things she's doing on there are just either next level or the most insane things.
Yeah.
So I love following. And then in terms of Bravo celebrities, I love Countess Luann. I think she posts crazy things. And with the New York women, like the Dorinda Bethany and Countess Luann, occasionally they'll post something where you're like, it's either a storyline or you'll see one of them drunk or it's, you know, and this is awful to say, but when Luann was in recovery, she had posted something that she was clearly, you know, something was going on. And so seeing that, you're like, holy shit, like you're, and then a couple days later, she fortunately went into recovery or into rehab. But, you know, so you never know what you're going to see is my point.
Have you ever posted or said something on your podcast that was offensive and like someone's like came at you for it and you like took it down or fought back or anything that?
I really do try. Like, of course you listen to the –
I mean, nothing you said offended me. I just wanted to call you out about it.
I truly
I agree, but the percentage is a little high.
I know. But I swear to God, like, I try my best because – I want to celebrate all these things. I love Vanderpump Rules. I love Bravo. So I try my best to celebrate the pop culture that I love. And so even my producer knows to edit out things if they come across mean. Because, of course, sometimes I'll make jokes and stuff and they'll be maybe a little below the belt or something. Mm-hmm. But we really do try to edit out anything that comes across to me, because I love you, all of you guys on the show, and I want the show to be celebrated. Mm-hmm.
Do you think New York and our show are like your favorite to do commentary on?
Oh yeah, New York's my number one.
Yeah,
because there's something just so insane, and they're older women too, which is so thrilling to watch older women talk openly about sex. Like, they have very frank conversations mm-hmm. about sex on that show. And you're not seeing that anywhere else on TV.
Yeah.
Like, and they're drinking, and a lot of them are single. And you can't find that on scripted TV anywhere. Mm-hmm. So your show I love just because it's wonderfully dramatic and everything. But you can see young people drinking and having fun and being dramatic.
Yeah.
But New York, I think that's the only show where you can see that kind of behavior on TV.
If you had to vote off one of the New York housewives, who would you pick?
Oh, I that would be impossible to. You know, there's this new woman named Barbara Kay, and I'm worried about her just because I haven't seen her yet. But she doesn't seem that thrilling. Like, from what I do know about her, she doesn't seem that thrilling. But maybe she'll come out and be amazing.
I want to say, when I was looking at your highlights, I forgot how many amazing songs Mandy Moore had.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I loved that. I was like, wait. Oh, my God. I remembered this video and that video. And, like, she is so insanely talented. Like, do you watch This Is Us?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I think it's so the best show that's literally ever been on television. Mm-hmm. That show, the way they do the flashbacks and the fast forwards, it could literally go on forever. It sucks that the kids who play the kids are going to grow up and lose their jobs because mm-hmm. the teenagers have already been made the teenagers.
Right.
But I think that show's so amazing, and she is
She's good,
so
and she
amazing.
Has so many songs in her back catalog. All of those pop girls, like, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I always talk about Jessica Simpson, and I love her, and when you go back and listen to those songs that we grew up with loving, mm-hmm. it's, you know, they were some great stuff, and they bring you back to that time. Which
definitely. Last question, and then we're going to play a game of red flags, and then I got to go put presents under the tree.
Sure.
Milk and cookies out for Santa. Favorite celebrity feud of all time?
Oh, well, I, over the holidays, got into a feud with Melissa Joan Hart. She didn't know about it, but I'm not saying that I'm a celebrity, but that was my favorite. But it wasn't really real. It was just sort of a joke. But you know, I've heard some things about – we were talking about Jessica Simpson, and I've heard some stuff about her and Paris Hilton, and all of those feuds from that era I'm endlessly obsessed with.
Yeah.
Like the Lindsay Lohans, the Britney Spears
Paris. I loved your
Paris.
Story about this on your
yes.
highlights.
Oh, yeah. Like, I'm so fascinated by that. The 2004, like, people at Ledoux
mm-hmm.
just
yeah.
fighting. And I've heard some things about Paris and Jessica and Lindsay and
– oh, Ledoux. Those were the good old days.
Did you
Janet
ever,
doesn't
did you
know
go
about
to Ledoux?
That. Oh, my God. Every, like, Wednesday and Friday. Absolutely. That was my spot. All right, we're going
to
end.
Did they ever try to get you on the hills more?
Not really. That was kind of Stacey's thing. But, you know, the new one, who knows?
Yeah.
But we're going to end this with a quick game of red flags, and then I got to go get some milk and cookies for Santa.
Okay, so I'm going to read positive qualities about somebody you would potentially date, and then one red flag card, and you have to tell me if you would still date them despite the red flag.
Okay, despite the red flag. Okay,
so they're good qualities. This person gives you multiple orgasms, has the best hair ever, and is a millionaire.
But
conveniently forgets their wallet on every date, but always has their ID.
I'd still date him.
Oh, I would still date him too, yeah.
It's called Venmo when you get home.
Oh,
you know, just Venmo me, and then, yeah, absolutely.
But
yeah.
Every single time?
That's fine.
Yeah.
I'm used to paying for things.
Okay, looks exactly like blank, whoever you want them to look like.
Chris Hemsworth.
Is trusting, is the funniest person in the world, but name drops during dirty talk.
Mm. Oh, so when we're saying name drop,
names? Oh my God, this is just like when I banged Britney Spears.
Yes,
like,
that.
Oh,
right.
No.
But I would still be fine with it.
You're like,
if they were talking about
banging, give me the tea.
I know exactly. What was Britney like in bed?
All right, we know what you're into now. Okay, last one. Most physically attractive person you've ever seen.
Mm.
Has a magic bag that contains unlimited cheese.
That's
is a great conversationalist, but adds you as an emergency contact on the very first date.
Oh, see, that would be a deal breaker for me. That red flag is weird. Weirds me out.
Stage 5, clinger.
Yeah, like, do you not have any family?
Yeah, that makes me think they don't know anyone. They don't have anyone close
yeah.
in their life. And they are just latching on to you right away. And that would freak me out.
Definitely. Well, I feel like we could keep this going. But there are other shows that, you know, are here. So we have to go.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for being here. And we'll do part 2 of this continued on Everything Iconic.
Yes.
All right. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. And I'll be back next year, guys. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Shenanigans. Download new episodes every Tuesday and subscribe on the Podcast One app at podcastone.com or at Apple Podcasts. And don't forget to rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts.
Looking fine and I got my girls with me. With the boys at the table getting tipsy. Miss me, kiss me one more time. Get over here, boy, I'ma make you mine. Yeah. Do you want it?
Let me see you shake that.
Do you need it?
Let me see you shake that.
The King of Celebrity Gossip is now on Podcast One.
Kim Kardashian, I think she's nice, but obnoxious and annoying.
Check out the Perez Hilton podcast with Chris Booker each week to get your fill on the latest news in show business and beyond. And nothing is off the table.
I think he should take her last name when they get married. He's already her bitch. He should just be her bitch officially.
Check out the Perez Hilton podcast every week on Podcast One or wherever you listen to podcasts.